IRS on the Road, value-based parenting and life balance ideas from world-traveling family coaches. Here's Richard and Linda Iyer.
Hello and welcome back to IRS on the Road. We are on the road today. We have been in California yesterday. Today we're in Arizona with our daughter, Shawnee.
We'll introduce Shawnee here in just a minute, but we were, as those of you who listen every week, you poor souls, as you know, we were in California for a tennis tournament, and I had to withdraw. I had a medical issue.
Yeah, I would call it an emergency.
We've talked a little about AFib, and I had to withdraw, but it turned out to be a good thing because it allowed us to get to Arizona, where we're going to be here for our son Josh and his end-of-year party. Josh, as many of you know, is a third-grade teacher, the best third-grade teacher in the world. And it's the end of his school year, and I don't know if we should say, but he may be stepping back from teaching a little bit. So this will be a pretty special night.
Well, he asked us not to tell anybody, so don't tell anybody.
So forget I just said that.
Richard has a problem with keeping secrets. I don't know if he's ever mentioned it before.
I'm getting better at it. So we've had the privilege over the last little while of featuring one or more of our children, our grown children, in this case, our grandmother child, on this podcast. And we did a whole episode with Eli. We did a whole episode with Talmadge. And I think today we're talking to someone who most of you are acquainted with because she's kind of a social media guru. Daughter, Shawnee, who runs a wonderful blog called 71toes.com. And I don't know, how do we introduce Shawnee? The former Young Mother of the Year, the mother of five children, the grandmother of two incredible granddaughters, our great granddaughters. Shawnee, how would you introduce yourself?
I would introduce myself as a lover of learning, a lover of beauty, and a lover of people who are trying to figure out people around me, and also a lover of adventures.
Well,
but really a lover of blogging. You've been amazing for so many years. So many years you've done this beautiful blog on mothering, and it's just changed a lot of people's lives. We can't tell you how much we love you for doing that, for being dedicated. Just today, we were sitting at the table and she was just teaching us about how important it is to get kids to work.
Yeah, we're going to maybe get into that, but this will surprise you, Shawnee. We're working on a book now called Family Centric, and it has a little bit of poetry in it. And as I was editing last night, I came to this poem that I wrote about you when you were 5 years old. So this is a kind of an introduction you wouldn't get just every day, right?
Right. This is exciting.
I'm going to read it. It's just called Shawnee. It's that grin and sparkle that nicknamed her Pixie. She's five. We're driving through the still green rolling hills in winter in England on our daddy date. We've already talked about school and ballet lessons, about whether or not that yellow bird will build his nest behind our house again this year, and about this beautiful world Jesus made for us. There's a quiet pause now, reflective, just the purr of the car. And Shawnee says, Daddy, I'm going to tell you something that will make you a little bit sad. Okay, Shawnee, what is it? Well, Dad, you know that I love you very, very, very much, but I love Jesus just a little bit more. I caught Shawnee's eye and smiled, and I think in spite of the tear, she could see that she hadn't made me sad at all.
Oh, that's just the sweetest thing.
Oh, that's so cute. Where'd you find that, Dad?
Oh, I found that in an old journal. Isn't that funny?
That really is
But it
funny.
just,
It's really funny.
I read it just to illustrate the point that you've always been my favorite.
Don't tell anybody. And I'm sure you've said that on every podcast with all the other kids too. But I think that's pretty interesting because you told me that you loved mom a little bit more than me years later.
I know, and I think I must have picked that up. I finally got back at you after all those years.
Well, and I don't think you actually told me that. I think I just know, I realized one day, I think that as much as my dad loves me, I actually think he likes mom even more. And I guess I kind of was a crazy realization, but it was a good thing.
All those years gone by. Oh my goodness, it's amazing. So Shawnee's just returned from a trip with all of her children. In fact, two married couples and her other three children and two. Explain a little bit.
So nine of us all together. And that was really special because well, I don't know how much detail you want me to go into, but I'll just say that we planned a year ago to go to Israel with our kids. We just thought they're all adults now. We are young. We are not young, kind of getting old, empty nesters.
Relatively young.
And our last child, a girl named Lucy, who has some special needs, just started college last year. She just finished her first year of college. And so, we thought it's time to gather all those kids together and go on a special trip. And what an amazing thing Jerusalem would be, Israel, to take those kids where Jesus walked and help them to get to know that person I love even more than my dad a little bit better. And it was, all set. And then the war broke out and we had to pivot and change our plans. So we went to we changed the first part of our trip, what was supposed to be Israel, to go to Greece and see some things in Greece. And then we kept the part of our trip that was going to Egypt. So we went to Egypt for 5 days at the end, and it was just amazing to have those kids together and to build those relationships. And as you guys know, there's nothing like that time together that
Yes, it's so wonderful.
has bonding.
Oh, it's so great. And I don't want to embarrass you, Shani, but when I was reading that poem last night, I thought, the two things I would say about Shani that have been consistent all through her life, number one is your love for babies. I mean, we were lucky we got you for one of our oldest children because you basically took a lot of the parenting burden off of us for the babies. We
Right.
couldn't get a hold of our own babies. You always had them. And the other thing is you always looked out for people that were left out and that were in need. And you've just always done that all your life. And what I think the listeners of Ayers on the Road would be really fascinated by, we've said on this show several times that one thing we've been so blessed in is that the inner part of our life and the outer part have kind of converged. In other words, what we do as a profession is writing and speaking and so on, and particularly about families. And of course, that's also the inner of our life. So we don't have to separate, oh, we've got our profession and then we've got our family. They blend in a lot of ways. And I was thinking that that's been so true for you because your blog, which started when? How long ago did 71 Toes start?
Started when Lucy was two and she's 19 now, so
So
17 years, 15 years
17
ago.
years ago, and you have been writing about your experiences as a mother and as a wife and your ideas for families for that long of a time. And it's not many people that have that convergence, where what we do every day is not two things, is sort of one thing, the profession and what we do in our
It's
families.
also our work.
Yeah.
It really
And
is.
it's interesting because, the blog is really just a great way for me to share extensions of what you guys taught us too when we were little. Just you guys have had the most amazing parenting ideas, and Dave and I have been able to take them and make them our own with
Oh, you've improved
not
on
only
so many
that,
of them.
you took the baton, ran ahead. I mean, it's really fabulous
But
what
I
you've
think
done.
it's, correct me if I'm wrong, but it may be fair to say that one of your main motivations to start the blog was to have an accurate, detailed record of your family.
Yes.
And it's been that. But were you surprised at how it caught on and took off? Or were you like, oh, okay, I'll just keep doing it anyway because I'm keeping a record and
Yeah, I was really surprised. I just think it's interesting because I've always been a record keeper. I've got just
always.
journals and journals and journals. In fact, I was so happy last night because my kids did not believe me that I climbed the Grand Pyramid when I was a teenager when we went to Egypt after my study abroad in Jerusalem, and they didn't believe me, but I was able to pull out that journal and I had exact details about all of it. And so
I want to read that.
it
That's
was fun to read.
crazy.
I just read it last night. But I've always been a journal keeper, and so I remember just always sending. We went and moved to Washington, D.C. after we first started having babies, and I would always write updates to you guys, letters and
Yeah.
things
Always.
like that, so that we could keep in touch. I just feel like it's such a powerful way to keep in touch. And then I remember the craze of blogs began. Any of you
Yeah.
moms around my age are gonna resonate with that everyone started kind of writing blogs, and I just remember my friend saying, "You should do this new thing. It's called a blog." And I just thought, well, that's a perfect way to just send my
Keep
update.
a
And
record. Yeah.
so I started doing that. And it was really interesting how it resonated with people and people started following along. And it's just, I've been able to meet so many awesome people from all over the world who are wanting to be engaged, deliberate mothers. And it's been such a good journey. But yeah, it's just
Do you have
journey,
any
journals.
idea of how many followers you've had over the years? It's hard to really pin it down, I
Wish
guess.
I knew. I was not very into the
Metrics.
numbers,
Yeah.
analytics of it all, so I don't
Yeah.
know, but lots and lots. So
Over a million, I'm sure.
it's been a fun way to connect.
Over a million, I'm sure. And by the way, Shawnee, now you've got me wishing I had kept a journal because there's a lot of things I've told you kids that I've done and you don't believe me and I can't prove
You have been good at keeping
it.
journals, though, Dad.
It's like the shirt I have that says, "The older I get, the better I was." So I can't, I should have a journal I could pull out and say, "See, I told you I won that tournament," or
You have plenty of things,
whatever.
Dad. You have poetry to acknowledge all those things.
Yeah,
And
that's right. He does.
I'm sure you've told your audience about all the things that Josh has been posting with all the just recordings,
Oh,
poetry
you know,
recorded things
we
that
want to do a thing with Josh, but as you would know, Shawnee, Josh is gonna, it's gonna be hard to persuade Josh to do a podcast with us. But
Yeah.
he has become, I hope all of you listening have someone in your family that's a little like Josh because he's become our record keeper. He's got all the old videos. He's got all the old audios. He's got all the old pictures. And he's pretty smart because he doesn't release it all at once.
Yeah.
Tell a little about that.
Well, he just puts a portion on. He's very organized. He's helped me with a lot of blog things too, and pictures and organization. And he's got it going from the beginning, from when these parents of mine were dating, and then the next chapter was their wedding. And I'm excited to see what comes next because he's just releasing it little by little, and we all have to make a comment before he'll release more, which is,
Yeah, we have to prove we've read it and
he
commented
says,
on it
"I'm not
before
giving you
he'll
any more
release
till I know every member of the family has looked at
the
that,"
next section.
which is really great. You know, Josh is an incredible soul. I mean, he's down in the garage going through all the stuff that's just a big mishmash of things and That we
saying,
would never know what to do with.
yeah,
And then he takes it home with him,
digitizes
digitizes it, and puts it together. Wow, we are so lucky. Seriously, you
We
guys are
really are.
so lucky. We're all so lucky.
And there are times in life when I think you record more if something unusual is happening. I have, and when kids are away from home, you feel like you have to write. So I have lots of letters. We went through those recently and couldn't believe all the things that we forgot. But it is really quite incredible. I have a letter every week when we were on our mission in London all those years ago, coming up on 50 years ago that we went did that. But it's really fun to have those.
And we should mention before we take a quick break that Shawnee and her sisters, our other three daughters, have a really a marvelous podcast called In the Arena with the Iyer sisters. And do you know when you're going to pick that up for the next season, Shawnee? I'm going to commit you
We
now,
put
right
a
on
little
the
hiatus for a year, but
air.
we would love to keep going on it because that's a really fun thing to do together.
It's hard though. You don't even live all in the same place, and you have to figure out how to do it. And you
We've got
have,
kids in such different ages
yeah,
with
exactly.
different needs of our families, so it's been
Which is
tricky,
one
but
good thing about it, because you're covering the whole spectrum of
yeah.
parenting.
Well, it's an amazing podcast, and we're going to keep
Well, you're a little
encouraging you.
biased, but
Well, and we're and one thing you may not know, Sean, is that on this podcast, Ours on the Road, we in the last year or so pivoted really strongly toward grandparenting and toward three-generation families. And of our children, you're the only one that can really identify with that, because, well, Jonah can now, because we should mention
oh, we
the
just
quick announcement.
our first great grandson.
Yes.
Shawnee's provided two great granddaughters. Well, her daughter, her
Her
son.
daughter-in-law.
We just got news that we have this new baby. I mean, we were following along all the time, and then all of a sudden, blank, silence, nothing. And then finally, the next morning, this mother calls and tells us that she has a 10-pound baby in her arms.
10-pounder broke all of
Nobody's,
our
I don't
records.
think anybody's gotten over 8 pounds.
And she had that baby naturally.
And
She
she had
had
that
it
baby
naturally.
naturally.
Incredible.
Shout out to Aniston up in the San Juan Islands, mother of a 10-pound, and
Darling baby boy.
named him Swen, which is my great grandfather's name.
Oh,
So
we're so thrilled.
wow.
We are really happy today.
But anyway, what I was going to say is, when we come back after this break, we want to talk a little about grandparenting, because we are old grandparents. We are seasoned. We have been grandparents for 30 years, thanks to you, Shawnee. But you are a brand new grandparent, you and David. And I think it'd be fun in the second half to talk about grandparenting, how it feels when it's new to you, and how it feels when you're 30 years into it,
Right.
and see if we can offer any good advice.
So hang on, we'll be right back.
Welcome back to Iyer's on the Road. Here's Richard and Linda Iyer.
And we're back. We are so excited to have Shawnee with us today. And it really is always so fun because there's so much to talk about. We are talking about this morning at the breakfast table. We were talking about something Shawnee just found that is just fascinating about what makes a huge difference in the success of children growing up. And you'd never guess it. So we'll just have to tell you what it was. Give an introduction to that,
Well, it
Shawnee, if
made
you
us
would,
feel
please.
good, because it's something we've worked really hard on, but didn't know whether we'd ever really
This
succeed.
leads us to grandparenting, but we wanted to start with this second half.
Well, yeah, because maybe grandparents can help with this too.
Yeah, that's what I was
Exactly.
thinking.
Yeah.
But I just think it's just something I've been really thinking about lately, because I came across this summary of a study that was done on it from the University of Minnesota. And it's the thing that found out the greatest predictor of success of kids in their 20s. And I just think it's so beautifully, it's laid out in this Instagram post that maybe we can share on Iyer's on the Road or something. But it talks about how researchers followed children from preschool to adolescence, and it found that the biggest predictor of their success is that they did household chores starting young, like
Chores,
preschool young.
chores. Who would have guessed chores are the key to everything?
Yay.
And I think it's so cool. Like, what do you guys think are the like, why are chores that important?
Well, it's the beginning of responsibility, right?
Right.
It's the first stage of real responsibility. And some kids never get to that stage. Even when they go off to college, they've never arrived at that stage.
Well, and I think it's so interesting. I agree. And I think it's so interesting because I think it has a lot to do with setting a task and following through, like finishing a
Yeah,
task.
yeah.
And having kids have come against these problems, I've got a messy room or I've got a dirty toilet or whatever, and then they're kind of finding the solution, figuring out and actually doing it and finishing the task. And I
And feeling that fulfillment of getting it done.
exactly. And so, what really hit me the most is that it talks about how we manage it in our day and age. And you guys are actually really good people to talk to about this because you're from a different generation. But I feel like more and more we're into easing the way for our kids. We want to clear the
Be
obstacles.
a snowplow parent or
Right.
a helicopter parent.
And I feel like your generation more like let kids figure things out. And but if we're clearing the way for everything, if we remove all the obstacles, then and we just wonder like, okay, why are these kids not doing all the stuff? And it's because we haven't had them really problem solve before. We haven't had them finish things. But the part that I love the most about it, that because in conjunction with, I mean, in our parents, I'm sure you guys have talked about this before, but our family motto growing up was broaden and contribute. And that contribution is something that Dave and I have really been thinking of as our kids are now all young adults. And are we teaching them? Have we taught them to be contributing members of society? And I love this part of the post that I read. It says, achievement teaches a kid how to perform when someone's watching. Contribution teaches them how to function when nobody's watching.
Oh, that's
That's great.
good. And so when we're teaching kids how to contribute, that's not to get an award or that's not to be clapped for. We're teaching them how to make a difference in not only their life and become better and grow their own self-esteem, but they're making a contribution that may or may not be seen by the rest of the world, but that does last.
And speaking of that, Shawnee, because I know our listeners well enough to know they're gonna want to know just more and more and more about you as a young grandmother and as a real powerful social media influencer. And I think the question most listeners probably have in their mind right now for you is, how do you see this stage of your life? Your kid, your empty nesters, you've got your first two grandchildren, you've still got this blog. How would you describe this phase of life and what you're going to try to do with it? And will it influence where your blog goes from here? And I mean, just, where do you find yourself right now, would you say?
Well, that's a really good question because that's something I've been trying to figure out for a long time. But I do feel really compelled to still contribute in any way I can. And I feel like giving these ideas for mothers out there and families is a way to contribute to that. So I see that I want to keep doing that in some capacity. So I'm trying to figure out the right way to do it. But also, the older I get and the more I see life from a different vantage point, I realize that the most important thing is just those relationships that are closest to you. And so the contribution to me can be just, just keeping those connections, keeping those relationships strong. And I feel like that's so important. And so that's what I'm, and it really is and so interesting. I admire you guys so much. As my kids get older and they spread their wings and fly different places, relationships wise, job-wise, all the things that they're doing, I'm so impressed with how you guys have been able to keep in touch with us so well because life just gets, you think it gets easier as you get to be an empty nester, but it's actually so much more complicated because you're keeping track of, you want to be tethered with these kids of yours that'll always be your kids, but you also want to let them, obviously the locus of control is in their hands and you want to support them and you just want to cheer from the bleachers.
Yeah, I think that's right. And if you were to describe what kind, I mean, you're a new grandmother. What kind of a grandma? Well, first of all, what do your kids call you? They don't call you grandma.
No, they call me Nini, as you know,
Nini.
but because Shawnee Nini. So
I like
only one of them will call me that so far. It is not old enough, but well, the other one, yeah,
the
can't talk
names
yet.
grandparents get are a story in and of themselves, but what kind of grandma, what kind of Nini, what do you want to be? How do you perceive that the role, and how do you want your grandkids to view you? What do you want to be as a grand, as a Nini?
Well, this is a very tricky question because when you have parents who are the best grandparents in the world and all the grandkids, it's very hard to know how to go from that. But you also have a really good blueprint, parent grandparenting blueprint,
Little plug for
not to
the
advertise it for the
website.
book, but really these guys have given me such an incredible blueprint for grandparenting. And so I don't know that I'll ever live up to how amazing they've done it. But of course, Dave and I will figure out our own versions of that grandparenting. And I just love that you guys have taught us that it makes a difference to be deliberate in grandparenting. And so I hope that I can be deliberate in my own way.
Are you liking it as much as you've always been a baby person? And do you like grandparenting as much as you like parenting?
I do not think you can compare those two.
No,
ever.
Totally.
That's
agree.
What I hoped you'd say. What's the difference? I mean,
I just think the difference is that everyone says, oh, it's so much, it's even better than parenting. And it's so great. And I'm like, you cannot compare that to parenting because I loved the parenting part where people say you can just give the kids back to their parents and you don't have to worry about it. But I actually really enjoyed the disciplining and the problem solving and the stewardship of being an actual parent to these kids. So I'm trying to find the balance. And I think it's so fun because we talked to Max and Abby, our son and his wife, about, we keep telling them, you guys let us know if we're being overbearing or if we're,
That's
just
so
help
good
us balance
to do that.
because we want to be supportive. And gosh, we love those babies with all of our hearts, but we want them to, obviously, we just want to be supporting. We just want to be loving. And so it's hard to find that balance.
Well, as you know, we often say, well, you know, when you're the parent, you're the manager. And when you're the grandparent, you hope you can be like the little consultant. And they're very different roles.
Yeah. Well, Dave's grandpa name is really awesome. On the same note, it's Coach.
Coach. Oh,
so,
yeah. That's a beautiful name.
And
that's
I
a
think
great
it's
name for
so cute
Coach and Nini.
to have Murphy, our little granddaughter, just Coach, watch this. She loves it. And I just think that's what we are. We're kind of coaching from the sidelines, right? Or from, honestly, from the bleachers. We got to kind of move out and let them take control, but give all that love and stay tethered through love.
Yeah. And the problem for us now with 34 grandchildren and three greats is keeping up with them.
Yeah.
Just a little email or a little text or a little picture or something, just to be in touch with them is even hard to keep up with because there are just so many of them doing so many things at such different ages.
Yeah, so, you guys are so incredibly
well,
good at
no,
that.
we really,
You
there's,
really are. Every one of my kids feels so much love.
Well, now I'm wondering is so if the parents are the managers and the grandparents are the consultants, what are the great grandparents? Are we like,
They're the lovers.
Or we're the lovers? Okay,
That
I
was
was going to say maybe we're the venture capitalists or the investors. But no, it is just so. It's so. I think with every generation, you can be a better listener because you're less when you have less of the day-to-day pressure and you're just sort of released to be there, listen, ask questions, be a cheerleader, encourage. And it's so easy because these grandkids, they can do no wrong in your eyes. They're the cutest in the world. No one's ever had one that sweet or that cute. And you just let it all out and hopefully they pick up on it and it adds to their
Yeah, and I
confidence.
think that's great generally too, but we need to feel like we've done something personally with them as a group. And because there's so many, we are just getting ready to have our motorhome trip, quote unquote, on a cruise ship. It is
the motorhome trip has taken on many forms.
It has many, but this one is like 3-day cruise. This is the best we can do. But
well, I think it's a pretty good one.
These four girls are going to have so much fun. And just to have a few days that are just ours, they're captive.
Captive. They can't get off the ship. Yeah, we had 3 meals a day with them. We'll learn everything
It'll
about
be
them
so
and their
fun.
parents.
But it's just impossible to keep up with every of them, you know, every one of them on the day to day, or to realize all the hard things they're going through and so on. I think really at our stage is just mostly love, just a little text, a little email, a little something to let them know that we're thinking about them because they have their own lives. They're doing amazing things. But wow, our oldest is 29.
Yeah.
Max, your son, 29 years old. It's amazing.
It is
Down to
crazy.
four. Well, and we may not have, had the time or done as good as we should have to just really let you longtime listeners of ours on the road get to know Shawnee even better. But luckily, it's easy to get to know Shawnee because if you go to 71toes.com and you ought to just briefly mention why the name is, because the name itself, I think, builds a
Help me
lot of your
remember.
following.
We've talked about this actually before on Irons on the Road, I think,
Yeah,
but
yeah.
71 toes is just because our youngest daughter with her special needs was born with six toes on one foot rather than five. And so this 71 between us, we had 71 toes.
71 toes
And
in the
so
family.
kind of
And
unique.
you have done, it's been such a contributor, Shawnee. We read it. I mean, why wouldn't we? We're your parents, but
Yeah,
we'll
you guys are
read
a little
that
biased,
blog.
but
And I hope you get in the arena with the Iyer sisters. You want to make a commitment when you're going to start that
well,
up
they
again?
can go back though. They can go back Yeah,
and
there's
do
so many
it again.
episodes if you haven't listened to it yet. There's lots of episodes about so many different things.
Any podcast app, just in the arena with the Iyer sisters.
We can do
So
that.
really do yourself a favor and get to know Shawnee even better. And we always love being here in Arizona with Shawnee and David. And even though the house used to be a lot more active and noisy than it is now because all those kids are gone and they're doing wonderful things. And I'll just leave you with one thought and then let you close, Linda. But we were calculating on the plane the other night. We have 13 grandchildren, all of whom are at an age that they probably statistically have a high likelihood of having children within the next 5 years. So there's 13 of them. And what that means is that our count of great grandkids is going to skyrocket from three up to some amazing number. In fact, Shawnee's other side of the family, the Pothier side,
Oh, also
they're
have nine
only
children. They
they're
have children.
yeah, and they're only a few years older than us. They have 30 great grandchildren
We're
all.
not sure it's quite 30, but we're
Well,
close to
close.
that, close to that. But they married so young. We figured that out last night.
So
They married so young that they just started having babies and whatever, however it works for you. Maybe you have one grandchild or none grandchild.
Shawnee, closing word from you and then from Grammy here.
Oh, I just think that I feel the luckiest. I honestly just think all the time how lucky I am to, how did I get in this family that has these really deliberate parents? And I'm so thankful for them and for the power that families can have. And whether I just think it's really cool to think about how you don't have to start with a strong family to make a strong family. You don't have
Yeah,
to,
that's
from where you
good.
came from. I think it's really interesting to think that you guys' parents and the way that you came, like your grandparents, they really did so much to lay the groundwork so that you
Absolutely.
could create a strong family. And I just think that's so beautiful to think about because we can start where we are and
Start where we are.
start where we are.
make
So true.
strong, make create strength. So,
Absolutely.
having said that, thank you so much for joining us, and we hope you'll join us next time on Tires on the Road. Bye bye.